is my attention predominantly focused on well-being. Another dear friend of ours recently built a room onto her house so that her mother-in-law, whose health had really worsened, could come and live with her. Her mother-in-law spoke almost constantly about how bad she felt, how bad her health was, how unhappy she was with life, and about this surgery and that surgery. Well, and then our friend's mother, who was 85 years old, came out to visit for the holidays. She had never been in a hospital in her life before, but within a week of staying in that house with this other lady who was continually speaking of illness, her own health plummeted dramatically. She was hospitalized and then placed in a nursing home. Could someone's health fail so dramatically as a result of only a few days of negative influence?
The potential for illness or wellness lies within you at all times, and whatever you give your attention to begins to foster within you the manifestation of the essence of that thought. Thought is very powerful. While it's not necessary, most people who have lived to be 85 years of age have already been receiving substantial negative influence about their physical body. You're constantly bombarded with thoughts of failing health, a need to buy insurance, a need to buy burial insurance, a need to get your will in order to prepare for your death, and so on. So this woman did not receive her first negative influence about her physical well-being from the other woman in that house. However, since she was already teetering there, somewhat unstable about her own longevity, the intensity of the other woman's conversation and the responses she noticed that it extracted from the people who surrounded her did tip the balance of her thoughts enough that negative symptoms became immediately apparent. And then as she turned her attention toward her own negative symptoms, in that intense environment, those symptoms increased even more rapidly. When someone comes into your experience who stimulates your thought so that your thought is predominantly upon illness rather than wellness, upon lack of well-being rather than upon well-being, where you're in a place where you're feeling vulnerable or defensive or even angry, then the cells of your body begin to respond to the balance of that thought. And yes, it is possible that in a matter of weeks or even days or even hours, this negative process could begin. Everything that you are living is as a result of the thoughts that you are thinking, and there's not an exception to that.